If you take one step, then you will be a little closer to your dream than if you stay just where you are.
Hello, I'm Liz Booker, literary aviatrix. Welcome to the Aviatrix Book Review, where I review and discuss books featuring women in aviation. Check out the Aviatrix Book Review website, where you'll find hundreds of books featuring all kinds of aviation in every genre for all ages.
Here I am, I'm ready to go again, ready to say goodbye when the sky is high. No reason to stay on ground. Lift your hands and you can touch and fly.
Hello and welcome to the Aviatrix Book Review. I'm Liz Booker. My guest today builds partnerships across the world to educate students in technical fields and influence the aerospace industry. She's been the president of the National Coalition for Aviation and Space Education, deputy director of the Civil Air Patrol's Aerospace Education, and executive director of youth education for the Experimental Aircraft Association. She has written the foreword for the upcoming book, 101 Trailblazing Women of Air and Space, Aviators and Astronauts, by Dr. Penny Rafferty Hamilton, which will be released this September. It is the second in a three-book series, the first of which is Inspiring Words for Sky and Space Women, Advice from Historic and Contemporary Trailblazers. You can find her at her website, CaptainJudy.com. Captain Judy Rice, welcome.
Thank you, Liz. And what the flow that I'm going to provide today is I'm going to talk a little bit about myself. I'll talk about the author. I'll share with you two of the books that she has written and then the sponsor. So with that said, you're a girl. Good girls do not fly. Yeah, hearing those words at a very young age was devastating. That is at the time when I said, I gotta keep my dream to myself because I wanted to be a good girl. And I was terrified that I was not going to be a good girl. So I was told you're going to be a teacher. I became a teacher. It was a great career. I focused on special education, learning disorders, and behavioral disorders. I became a mom. I have a great son that is now in his 40s, which is hard to believe. It was when I was 40 years old and my son was 9 that he said, Mom, I want to learn to fly. And why haven't you learned to fly?
Oh, that's so great.
I was shocked. I didn't realize that I had shared, I still get goosebumps, that I had shared my dream. So we had a great time learning to fly together.
Tell me again, how old was your son?
He was 9.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, at 9 years old, you're too young to really do much. So I'd start learning to fly and then I'd share it with him.
That's so great. I have a 9-year-old. That's so neat.
Yeah, it was impressive. And then I found the power of aviation with my students. And I had challenging students, learning disorders, behavioral disorders, and it was powerful. So it changed my mission in life. My mission in life, other than being a good mom, was then it wasn't called STEAM, science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics. I discovered that if I wrap aviation around these major topics with my students, they'd do anything. So it sent me on a mission. It sent me on a mission, 3 missions. The first mission is educators. With educators, the power of what I discovered using aviation and being a role model to educators, then a role model to students, because I discovered my dream. Then the determination to be successful. So I'm on this mission in life. And I got this brilliant idea that I got to fly around the world to reach every single educator and student that I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I
So how
left.
did you do that?
It took 28 years, Liz, 28 years to build this dream.
Wow.
And within those 28 years, I had a lot of certificates and ratings that I knew I had to do. One of them was a Citation Jet type rating. I had to have an immense amount of experience in flight hours so that I knew what I was going to do. And then I flew hundreds of airplanes, so I knew which airplane I really wanted to fly. And I became a contractor, so that aviation education contractor, so that during this whole process of 28 years, I was able to feed myself and my son. So it was impressive. So after 28 years, and within those 28 years, I discovered a beautiful little airplane and became an airplane owner, and he's still in my life. Anyway.
Congratulations, I'm jealous.
Yeah, he's a great little airplane. So I was a contractor. I'd take on 3 to 5 year contracts. I'd reach a plateau of making a difference within that company on my 3 missions. Aviation education for educators, being a role model for students and for educators, and showing the determination to be successful. 3 to 5 years, I'd finish a project. The project could go on without me. My favorite project, and it was really difficult to leave, but I had reached a plateau, was working for what's called EAA, Experimental Aircraft Association. And most viewers know the big air show, AirVenture. I loved working for EAA. But after 5 years, I'd reached a plateau. The projects are still going on after all these years. One of my awards and accomplishments, my favorite accomplishment, is a world speed record during the flight. And it was from Greenland to Iceland. And it wasn't personally to break a speed record, but it really was about determination. So I just was continuing my message on what it takes to really do something like that.
And so was that part of a race? How did you make that speed record?
You look at, there's two organizations responsible for speed records, NAA and FAI. FAI is the international, NAA is the national. So you apply for, and you have to do research, you apply for, okay, the Citation Mustang, the jet that I flew, is there a speed record within, and I picked Greenland and Iceland because I detest cold. It was a double message if you got to make do with what you got. So I did research, and there was a record that I had to break during that time frame. And it's a speed and it's a time. So that's how you do it. And it was determination. And it made Greenland and Iceland much more fun.
That's really cool. That's really
cool. Way cool. So enough about me.
Yeah. So how do you know, how are you involved in this project, the 101 Trailblazing Women, and what's your association with Dr. Penny Hamilton, the author? Tell me about that.
Perfect. So before I share with you my experiences with Dr. Penny Rafferty Hamilton, I'm going to start with a quote that she shared with me, and it's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it's one of my favorite quotes now, to know that one life has breathed easier because you lived is success. It's a beautiful quote. So author Penny Hamilton, we share like missions. We share like missions and passion within of life. Her accomplishments and accolades on her very own are trailblazing. She's an amazing woman. So she became interested in flying and became a private pilot in 1988 because her pilot husband, she was a navigator. So as a navigator, and then she earned a private pilot. She attended Columbia College and University of Nebraska. And awards and accolades on that alone. She is widely recognized for a 2-year project on a research project on women in aviation. It is titled Teaching Women to Fly Research Project. And what she did is that she targeted out the barriers for training women to fly. And let me tell you, Penny and I know, they know as a flight instructor, I take on challenging students because they really have challenges. And she targeted 100 strategies to improve that process and to increase women to fly.
Is that something that we can find somewhere? Where can we find that study?
It is. It's on her website.
Okay, great.
And how I met her. How I met her is through a project called NCASE, National Coalition for Aviation and Aviation and Space Education. I was president for 5 years during my tenure for being president to this organization. And this organization, by the way, has been around a long time, 1993. And it was formed by aviation companies, organizations, and the FAA to be a leader in Washington, D.C. for America's youth. So Penny was editor, author, and research analyst during that time for NCASE, and she provided incredible impact that still stands today. And that's how I met her. So we've had a long, passionate understanding between each other for many years. So it was, she featured inspiring words, the first of three series, inspiring words for sky and space women. And I'm included in this book and I'm honored. And that brought us back together after quite a few years. This book is for the adult reader. Again, it's one of three series. And I read it and I went, oh, the impact this could make for women that are like I was, just hanging out there alone, too terrified to take that step.
So the previous book brought you guys back together and you were featured in it. And so this book, I understand that you have written the foreword for it. And what else can you tell me about the project?
She said, hey, I'm working on one for the younger female audience. Would you like to be involved? And I said, yes, count me in. And that's 101 Trailblazing Women of Air and Space. So as we were talking through the discussion, she discovered that I am the private pilot ground instructor for one of the major international flight schools in the U.S., and she said, well, you know, how would you like to be involved writing the foreword? I said, yes. So we started the discussion and she said, you know, we want to make it as inexpensive as possible for these young women, you know, help me because my world's like, I have a ton of sponsors. You know, I was a working mom. So
yeah, I was wondering how you paid for that. That's incredible.
Yeah. I had to have international donors. I had to have international connections. I still have 10,000 followers. I still have international partners that respect everything in the impact. So I'm at Epic Flight Academy. And I went to Danny Perna founded Epic in 1999, and I went to Danny Perna that started with one airplane and him, one flight instructor. And Epic now has 25 new airplanes, one-of-a-kind full-motion training simulator, opened a Part 147 mechanics school. We have over 80 countries represented in our student base, incredible diversity. And I knew Danny would understand. And I said, Danny, we got this book. This is what it's about. He said, count Epic in. That's how it came about, because Danny understands how hard it is on a dream and the determination. So that's how I became involved. Penny said, would you like to be involved? And as in life, I learned, jump in full feet. And this book, 101 Trailblazing Women of Erin Space, will make a difference. It will inspire, just like inspiring words inspires adult women. What Penny has done is that she has included many more photos in this. It'll be a smaller reduced because inspiring words is hundreds of women in all aviation careers, aviation and space. 101 Trailblazers has aviators and astronauts. So it's narrowed down a little more. It's not quite so overwhelming. In both books, she has a huge Explore More chapter. So what we plan to do is that it will be announced pre-publication purchases this fall. Can't wait.
That's so very exciting. Yes. So yeah. The book is going to be available in September, right?
That's correct.
Can you tell me, before you get further into that, how did you guys find the people that you included? What did that decision making process look like? And did you contact those individuals and invite them, or how did that work?
It depends on the individual. It is full of historic and it's full of current. And Penny's a research analyst, so Penny does the work. She does the research. She does the analyzing. Some of my favorites within this book, my hero and my inspiration throughout my entire flying career is Bessie Coleman. And that's included in this book.
You know, since you brought her up, I just want to give a shout out to Carol Hobson, who is publishing her first book, which is a book about Bessie Coleman, and it comes out on June 14th. So look for that.
I will look for that. When I was building relationships for the World Flight, I built a relationship with the Smithsonian. And they knew that Bessie is my hero. And they took me down to the vaults of real Bessie Coleman photos. I put on light gloves, we wore a mask, and I held the most famous, it chokes me up, photo of Bessie Coleman.
That is so incredible. What a neat experience.
Oh, so back to 101 Trailblazers. Young women, any interest in air and space will find inspiration within this book. They will find success stories, and it's all about determination. A couple more quotes is one from Sally Ride, of course, the first woman in space. Her quote is, all adventures, especially into new territory, are scary. Venturing into a dream, it can be scary. I was terrified. Another quote by Amelia Earhart. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is simply tenacity. Both those women are included in 101 Trailblazers.
Were there any particular women who surprised you, whose story surprised you?
Yes, but you gotta read the book. You gotta get the book. It's really good. I'll share my surprising one on inspiring words. The surprising one on inspiring words in 1920. I love this. In 1920, 18-year-old Phoebe Fairgrove Omley, she was determined to be an air stunt pilot. In 1921, you don't do things like that. She broke the world record. And as soon as 1921, parachute drop, first woman. She then moved on to wing walk for Fox Motion Pictures in the series of The Perils of Pauline. 1927, she was the first woman to be a transport pilot and the first woman to be an airplane mechanic. That's I love it. That's a surprise.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so 101 Trailblazers, it's full of surprises.
You mentioned that this is the second in a 3-book series. So can you tell me anything about the third book and when we might expect it?
The third book, we'll save that for Timmy's interview. She has got amazing things up her sleeve.
Okay, so when 101 Trailblazing Women comes out, where can we find it?
Pre-publication purchases will be on epicflightacademy.com.
Great.
Epicflightacademy.com. It'll also be on Penny's social media, my social media, and Epic social media.
Okay. And so do you know where we can find you guys on social media?
So it will be on Penny Rafferty, Captain Judy, and Epic Instagram, Facebooks, and Twitters. Also on epicflightacademy.com coming this September. You really don't want to miss this book.
And the book will be available on Amazon as well. Is that right?
That's correct. Amazon, and I believe Inspiring Words is also on Walmart. Walmart has an extremely friendly ordering process. Okay. I ordered more Inspiring Words through Walmart.com.
Okay.
You can order it in print. You can order the ebook. The ebook, just like Inspiring Words, has more than 101 women, and it has a larger Explore More chapter. So, yeah, so it's your choice, whichever you want.
Okay, that's great. That's good to know. And is there anything special about the proceeds of the book that we should know?
Yes, both books, Inspiring, I'm so glad you asked, and 101 Trailblazers go back to scholarships. Women, not only are you becoming inspired and seeing determination to work towards your dreams, but now you're helping those that are just discovering themselves. It's really about discovering yourself.
Well, Captain Judy, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. It's been really, you yourself are an inspiration. So I'm glad to have the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. And you, Penny Hamilton, you truly are trailblazers. So thank you, Liz. Thank you, viewers. You really, you have a granddaughter, you have a daughter. You really should read the books. And thank you, Penny Hamilton, especially for the inspiration that we can support.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, and turn on notifications. Book reviews help sell books. Be sure to review the books you read at the Aviatrix Book Review website and wherever you buy your books.